Mary Ann's Flags by Fred Hurst, read by Kevin Wilde. Mary Ann's Saturday morning's whack were nearly through. She'd only got her windowsills and her flags to do. Her windowsills were west, and edged with scarring that were white. T' flags were west, and then they were ruddled, they had to be right. She then sped an old sack out front at door, that couldn't go its tows with boots and muck it floor. Sack had a stowing at each corner to stop it blowing away. Nobody could walk on Mary Ann's doors until after Sunday. Then she went to the market for vegetables and some meat. After all that, to have summat in house to eat. When she came back home, she nearly had a fit. Dog's paw marks on flags, who'd believe it? Cooking joint suing next day, she put the bone outside on a plate. Bone were for dog, then she sat down behind the curtains to wait. The dog grabbed bone, dropped it and started to sneeze, away it ran. Lots of pepper had one day, no more mucky flags for Mary Ann.